Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many people hate to fly, but most of us put up with it because when we have to travel or want to travel, what choice do we have? And yet for many of us, it can be truly unsettling.
We may experience some turbulence. Please keep your seatbelts fastened and make sure all trays are in an upright position.
Great. Turbulence. My favorite.
No, you just relax and stop clenching your fists.
I can't unclench when there's turbulence. You know, I'm an atheist. I don't like this. It's bumping. The plane is bumping.
That's Woody Allen's comic neurotic take on the subject from his film From Rome with Love. But the truth is, millions of people have a real, even debilitating fear of flying. That's the focus of this week's Common Health segment. And joining us, as she does every Monday, is Common Health co-host Carrie Goldberg. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Anthony.
Also with us is Carrie's Common Health co-host, Rachel Zimmerman, who has written about this subject for reasons that are personal. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. Let's jump right into your story. You're one of those people who has a real fear of flying. And while Woody Allen might make us laugh about it, for you, it was no joke. Tell us how bad it got for you.
Well, Anthony, I really was Woody Allen with my death grip on the armrest when I did fly. But my anxiety got so bad, I basically started canceling trips. I wouldn't take any flight that was longer than a couple of hours when I did fly. I pretended to be sick. Sometimes I worried so much that I actually did get sick before a flight, and then we'd have to cancel. Last year, things got so bad that I forced my children to take a 30-hour train ride to Orlando
because
I did not want to get on that plane to Florida.
Now, Rachel, has it always been like this?
No. In fact, I used to fly all the time for work. I flew to Africa. I've flown to Cuba, within China, on planes in, you know, Russian planes where there was duct tape all over the plane. So really, I traveled all over the world and there were no issues. And then I was walking across the Brooklyn Bridge on 9/11 and I saw the second plane hit the World Trade Center. And then within a year, I was pregnant with my first child. And I think those two things, particularly the pregnancy and having a baby, really elevated my anxiety in all different arenas, but it sort of focused on flying.
So, Carrie, put Rachel's story in a broader context. As it turns out, her condition is not so uncommon, right?
It's not uncommon. And also her experience of having it get worse around 9/11 also seems to be fairly common. We don't have perfect prevalence numbers, but it's looking like about 25 million adults in the United States are estimated to have serious fear of flying. And among them, there's one estimate that about 6 to 7% of them fear flying so intensely that it can be considered a phobia or an anxiety disorder. So they have it really bad.
So it's something to take seriously. But let me sort of try to make this more personal. You're a longtime friend of Rachel's. What did you observe?
As the scheduled flight would get closer and closer, she was in this sort of clear psychic pain, like she would be coping with it courageously. But it was definite distress that was getting worse as the flight got closer, including insomnia, just anxiety. It's not at all pleasant.
Mm. And this obsessive checking of the weather, which I would do, and I'd say to Carrie, uh-oh, it's supposed to rain on the day of my flight. And she'd say, that's completely irrelevant. Flying is totally fine in rain. I'd say, but no, the turbulence is going to be bad. And we'd have this circular conversation
It wouldn't help. And of course, those very powerful statistics about how it's much safer to fly than to drive. But you can't appeal to rational thought when it's a deep-seated anxiety.
You know, Rachel, I totally get this. I'm actually one of those weird people that loves to fly. But in my family, there's a member of our family who has this phobia, had it for a long, long time. I couldn't help her with this sort of rational conversation that, you know, in terms of the numbers, in terms of the safety, you're much safer in an airplane than walking across the street or driving to work. Those kinds of conversations didn't help you, right?
Right. I mean, I have an engineer husband who is very focused on rational thinking, and I would try and repeat it to myself. And I actually did see a therapist who gave me spreadsheets and fact sheets on airline safety and maintenance schedules. And it was a deep emotional thing and clearly not working in my rational brain.
So what was the turning point for you in all this?
An opportunity arose for my children and I to travel to Greece this summer, and I really wanted to go for my children, and it was this great trip. And I just decided this fear was really starting to cause trouble in my life. It was really impinging on my whole family's planning and existence, and I had to do something. So I went to see a therapist.
And you reached out to Luana Marquez. She's a psychotherapist at Mass General Hospital. She's author of the forthcoming book, Almost Anxious, and she joins us now. And Dr. Luana Marquez, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
What did you see in Rachel's condition? How do you describe it?
Well, when I first met with Rachel, it was clear to me that she was paralyzed by the fear of flying, but there was a bigger picture as well. She was afraid of, you know, a sort of what I call the fear-fear cycle, that she'd get anxious about general things, and that's why we talked about generalized anxiety disorder, which is worrying about worrying. And so there was definitely a level of anxiety that Rachel had for a long time, but flying really amplified that anxiety, and that's where she got stuck. And so we focused a lot on helping her face that fear.
So with a fear like this, which is so irrational, what can you do to help people like Rachel? What do you suggest?
Well, we took a cognitive behavior approach perspective to this, and we took a broader perspective that had different pieces. One was to do things that helped her restructure her thinking in the sense of having her thoughts be a little more based in reality. So finding ways that she'd get closer to flying, and eventually flying again was, I think, what helped her overcome her fear.
And I want to ask you, Rachel, did it help you overcome your fear? How are you doing today around this issue?
Well, today I'm fine because I'm on the ground, but I was able to fly. But I have to say, the week leading up to the flight, I mean, I was pretty much having massive spikes of anxiety every day. And I was, you know, I had to sort of keep talking myself down. And I, you know, basically I didn't want my kids to see me as that terrified person. I wanted them to see me as someone who could overcome fear and see the world and explore with them. And so that was very satisfying that I was able to do that.
And Anthony, I particularly love the end of Rachel's piece where she writes that she's on the plane home after this trip and she's feeling so good that she starts thinking, I wonder where we should go next.
That's right. I'm planning the next trip. And I actually don't think I'll ever love flying like you, Anthony, but I do feel like every time will probably be slightly easier.
Sure. Well, let me ask one more question to you, Carrie. We heard a great explanation there from Dr. Luana Marquez, but what other treatment options are out there?
Well, I do think as Dr. Marquez used, this cognitive behavioral therapy is a very common technique. There are a lot of people who use drugs, anti-anxiety drugs. And in fact, I've heard just anecdotally that a lot of people who don't use drugs for any other mental conditions do use them for flying.
What about onboard martinis?
There's that. That's one kind of drug. Yes, indeed. And then there are the people who just use avoidance and who, in fact, just structure their lives so that they don't have to fly.
Well, Rachel, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story. I'm glad you got to Greece this summer.
Thank you, Anthony.
and good luck going forward. That's Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, and her co-host, Carrie Goldberg. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And also with us, Luana Marquez. She's a psychotherapist at Mass General and author of the forthcoming book, Almost Anxious. Luana Marquez, thank you so much for helping us today.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
And you can find a link to Rachel's post about fear of flying at radioboston.org. And stay with us still to come, why Red Sox owner John Henry wanted to buy the Boston Globe and what's in store for him and the paper now that he has. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.